Welcome back. Come along as we dig into God's Word and search for truth, understanding, and a closer relationship with Him. This is Steve, and you're listening to the Dig Bible Podcast Corner. Welcome back to the Dig Bible Podcast Corner, everybody. I hope everybody's doing well. You know, a lot of things are happening in our world right now that are pretty crazy, but in our country, still to this day, you know, our concerns right now are elections and who's going to be in charge and control of these things, but yet we still have it so much better than 90% of the world when it comes to the things that we see, the evil that's around. We see so much in other countries. Look at what's happening right now in Israel. Look at what's happening with Palestine, Jordan, Iran. There's so many crazy things happening overseas. And it's real easy for us to stick our head in the sand and pretend it's not going on because we're in a place where it's not affecting us yet, on a personal level at least. But we have to look at this and we have to understand that these things are the birth pangs that we hear about in the Bible. This stuff is the beginning of the end. Now, that end could be, you know, the beginning of the tribulation could end up being tomorrow and it could end up being in 1,000 years. You know, we will not know. But all I can say is I believe personally that it's getting closer and every day brings us closer to that time. That's why I always say that it's so important. Every day is one more day closer to that time. So don't delay. Get out. Find whoever you know around you that God puts in your path to reach out to them and share the gospel with them. If you care about somebody, you want them to know. You want them to know. You want them to have a relationship with God, and you want them to know. If somebody makes fun of you or what is that? What does that matter in the grand scheme of things? It doesn't. The best analogy of this I've seen is a pastor holding up a rope, and he's got maybe a 100-foot rope, but he's got red tape around the first 2 inches. And he says, the first 2 inches of this rope, the red that's taped around, that is our life on this earth. That is what we're so concerned about. The rest of this is eternity. That rope goes on and on and on and on and on. But we're concerned with only those first 2 inches because we don't understand the greatness of what God has in store for us. We have to have faith. We have to always remember that everything that we do here, it's a gift that we have life here. It's a gift that we have everything that we have in this lifetime. But anything that we've experienced is nothing compared to what we will have when we get to heaven if you have that relationship with Jesus. So don't hoard that for yourself. Share that with everybody around you. Let people know. Show it by the way you live. It's not sitting there beating people with the Bible in the head. That's not what it is. It's showing that you have the Holy Spirit in you by the way that you walk, by the way you talk, by the way that you treat people around you. Let them see that you have God inside you. None of us are perfect, but we should strive for that every day. Every day. Now, eventually, things are going to change. Things are going to get, they'll affect us here more than I think most people like to think about. And a lot of people, when it comes to Revelation, they don't like to talk about it. They, you know, it's easier to just, okay, I'm just going to concentrate on the gospel and not worry about these things coming. And the gospel is the most important thing. Never, ever forget that. We have to be founded in our gospel. However, Every book in the Bible is given to us for a reason. It might not have been written directly to us like, you know, the book of Ephesians was written to the church of Ephesus. It's not written to us, but there are things that God wants us to take from this. there's so many important things that we need to pull from all these different books. Revelation is not any different than any other book in the fact that we need to pull truth from this. It's a very prophetic book, and it's probably one of the few books that we could say maybe is written to us, as opposed to some of those other books from the Old Testament or even, you know, most of the New Testament books. But there's a few prophetic books that really have stuff that you could say is written to us. Now, that's really important. But when John was writing this, it says, you know, in Revelation 4:1 says, "Then I looked up and saw a door standing open in heaven, and the same voice I heard from before spoke to me like a trumpet blast. The voice said, 'Come up here and I will show you what must happen after this.'" I hate the fact that people are suffering around the world. We don't like suffering. We don't like to suffer. I don't like to see people, you know, going through hard times, you know, being persecuted for their faith. Anything bad happens. I don't want that to happen to anybody. But when we look at these things that are happening around the world right now, we look at, you know, conditions deteriorating in the Middle East and around Israel. Unfortunately, you know, I say unfortunately, we will never understand the vastness that is God's wisdom, that is God's understanding, that is God's truth. We'll never understand it. But I do know that everything at the end centers around Israel. Everything. We have to understand that the book of Revelation, the things that are happening right now over there, they have to happen. I don't want to see people suffer. I don't want to see people tormented for their faith, but they're going to be. They're going to be. It might be you. If it came down to it, would you stand so firmly on your faith that starvation was facing you because you wouldn't take the mark? Are you firm enough in your faith that death is an okay option if it comes down to it at the end because you refuse to take the mark? That's a hard question, but that's the reality of the situation. When it comes down to the end, when the mark of the beast is the option put on the table in front of us, we're going to know what it is. And we are going to know that we're choosing a side. That's not to say that people won't be deceived, but you're going to make a conscious decision to choose Jesus, Yahweh, or the beast. You're going to draw that line in the sand. You know, it's the same thing we say about baptism. You know, you're declaring what team you're on when you get baptized. You're going to do the same thing when the mark is the option on the table. It's a scary thing to think about. And in this country, we don't think about things like that very often. But there will come a time, and if it isn't us, it's our kids. If it isn't them, it's their kids. It's the people around us. It's the people we haven't reached. It's the people we haven't talked to yet that don't have that firm foundation, that don't have that firm faith. We need to reach those people. Educate on the truth that is the Bible. Educate on what's coming. We all have to be prepared. God wants us to be prepared. God wants us to know that with Him, eternal life is there. Without Him, and if we give in to the things of this world, whether that's just getting a meal because you took the mark of the beast, remember, that's only the first 2 inches of that rope, that little red section of rope. The rest of that rope, eternity, if you give in to that, the rest of that rope isn't yours anymore. the rest of eternity, the promise that God's given those who stay faithful until the end. That promise is no longer yours if you take that mark. It's going to be a very difficult time for all of us. And we see this in other countries right now, people that are martyred for their faith. You go back through the Bible, people, all but one of the disciples were martyred for their faith. I mean, I've brought this up before, but it's one of those things and that just blows me away when you read it, if it's true. But the historian Jerome says that Peter and Paul were both executed on the same day in the 14th year of Nero's reign. The same day, Peter crucified upside down because he said he did not deserve to die the way that Jesus died. And Paul was beheaded because Roman citizens couldn't be crucified. That's another reason you know this is real. You know this is... These are historians. These are people who and in multiple places. I think it was 30 some odd sources. It talks about their deaths and the fact that they're martyred, and a lot of them are non-Christian historians that talk about them being martyred for their faith. These are, why would you die for something that you didn't know was true? Why? They were with Jesus. They saw him die. They saw him resurrected, and they knew they're going to be with him again. It's very important that we keep our faith strong, keep our relationship and our walk with Jesus strong. Make sure we have a good prayer life. Make sure we're diving into the Word. Surround yourself with other Christians that sharp, iron sharpens iron. We always say it. It's so important. Be there for each other. Strengthen each other. Build each other up. So that when things do get bad, our faith and the people around us will help us through some hard times that are ahead. Keep on digging, everybody.